ప్రేమస్వరూపులారు,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. And yes, the month of July has begun. It's a beautiful Thursday. And your mind cannot but go back to those beautiful times when Bhagwan was there physically. On Thursday mornings, you would have the students of Sri Sathya Sai Primary School with whom Bhagwan would spend so many endearing moments. And imagine starting your Thursday looking at his glowing face. And I remember how to be in Prashanti, to wake up every day, run to the mandir, fill yourself with his form. There is nothing else that you needed to make your life complete. And it is the same even now. So many people who come to Prashanti Nilayam, when they sit inside Kulwant Hall, when they soak in his presence as the bhajans fill their being, the experience is nothing different. Yes, in the last few months, for more than a year, the opportunity to step into Sai Kulwant Hall has been restricted. You long to be in the presence of Bhagwan. How much ever we experience him in our homes, in our hearts, but that opportunity, that chance, that privilege to be in that sacred space where he spent hours and hours giving himself away to devotees can never, ever be replaced with something else. And that's the reason why it is the most love-charged place on the planet. The good news is, as the pandemic slows down in various parts of India, possibly very soon we will have the opportunity of sitting in the proximity of Bhagwan in Sai Kulwant Hall. But even as we do this, even as our life sort of returns to normalcy, let us not forget to revise, reaffirm, and realign our lives as per the lessons that COVID taught us. We discussed in the previous episode how we are slowly beginning to accept the new normal and how this new normal can become a stepping stone for us in the spiritual path if we understand everything that the universe wanted us to teach, that Swami so painstakingly wanted us to imbibe. When someone suffers, it is never an easy thing for the Lord. If the world is suffering, if someone is in pain, if you have been with Swami, you would know that He's the one who feels the pain the most. But still, sometime, just like the mother will undergo the pain, if that is what is in the best interest of the child, it is the same with the Universal Mother. And the best we can do is tell this mother that we have learned those lessons. We are not going to forget these lessons. And everything that you want us to teach us, we are here to follow your footsteps. Your love will not go in vain. The way you have taken care of us will never be lost like a river in the desert. It will become a beautiful garden. A garden that will bring smiles to our lives and to in the lives of everyone around and for generations to come. And so in the previous episode, we talked about this new normal, and joining me in this conversation was Brother Srinivas Rao, a very senior alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who has had the opportunity to work in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences for decades now, for more than 2.5 decades, and someone who has had the opportunity of having many personal conversations with Bhagwan, seen Swami at close quarters, because he understands Telugu, heard the message of Bhagwan as pristinely as it can be heard, and someone who reflects so beautifully on how His beautiful messages can make our life sanctified. Welcome, brother, once again to this episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside, and grateful to Swami that you could make your time and we can continue this discussion on how COVID has actually ennobled us, isn't it?
Thank you, Brother Prishti. I'm thankful to you and to Bhagwan for giving me this opportunity to delve into the subject, which is very, very close to my heart these days, because a number of lessons I have drawn and seeing the benefit I have had of implementing them literally on a daily basis.
Yes.
And I have, I can say I have bailed myself out by using the Swami's lessons that I have seen and I have heard, and everything is of practical value only.
Yes.
Swami actually is a God with a difference, because He has not come to just tell us to worship and only do a blind faith or something. He's expecting us to learn about life from Him. And that is what an avatar does. When Rama came, Swami said that He installed dharma and Krishna installed love, bhakti. But here, what has our Lord installed? He has installed all these lessons which are of great value and importance in our daily living. That is what is special about our Lord.
And like we discussed in the earlier episode, if we follow what Bhagwan has mentioned, if we look at Bhagwan's life, then we come to realize that Bhagwan has been preparing us to deal with COVID for so many years now. Everything that Swami said, everything that we are asked to follow now, is what Bhagwan has been telling us to do for decades.
He has prepared us for life, all such trials and tribulations.
Yes.
But specifically during this period, they have come to focus.
Yes, exactly. And we went over how Swami would always say that have less contacts. And now, you know, to have less interactions with people, to have less associations, you know, to be as limited in your interactions and conversations is what has been parodied as the new normal. That is the best way of living now in the changed circumstances. It is safe for you. It is better for you. And this is what Swami has been telling.
Probably because we are not learning. Swami had given this in one capsule now.
Absolutely. So, like we discussed in the previous session also, how Bhagavan would insist and he would always encourage the boys to be self-reliant, you know, to do all the things that are meant for yourself. Yeah. Learn to do it by yourself. And that is how in the hostel, no matter what is your economic and social background, you do everything, right? From sweeping to cleaning to helping in the kitchen to gardening to so to fixing the bulb, to fixing, to helping a sick boy with doing some cooking, in to dispensing medicines, you know. So you come out of the hostel as someone who in any point in time can take care of oneself.
Oh, once Swami came into the bhajan hall where I was seated with a few other devotees also there. He saw my mother also standing outside. The devotees were still not let in the mandir. And Swami called her inside and he asked her, "Is he helping you at home?" My mother was saying, "Yes, he helps me." "What does he do?" Swami, and he asked me, "What do you do?" I said, "I sweep, I mop the floor." Then Swami asked, "Does he cook?" My mother said, "Yes, Swami, he a bit, he cooks." "What does he cook?" "Excepting some dal and some fried curry."
Oh.
Because that is what we generally eat. And so Swami was so prompt there. That's what exactly I know in cooking matters also.
Wow.
Cook a dal, a bit of dal and a fried curry. So this is how Swami will, you know, always check with us whether we are really doing them back home,
and
helping.
Today, self-cooking is a virtue.
Yes.
Self-cooking is the safest way to live. Self-cooking is the way you can deal with COVID. Self-cooking is the most economic way of leading your life.
Yeah.
Self-cooking is the most modern way of leading your life. And COVID has taught us this today. We are doing it earlier, though we were asked to do, and we knew that it was good for us. But we never sort of took it very seriously. Especially in the urban areas, it was always a fashion to go out and eat, you know, in weekly at least once or twice. And if you had the money, you always felt, why should I sit and cook? You know, I'll just go and I will as well sit somewhere else and enjoy the restaurant. But now people think 10 times before going to the restaurant. And people know that it is not just the food there. There are a lot of things that go in. The ambience, the environment. And coming to environment, you will have to also spend energy to go there. You have to spend fuel to go there. And all of those things.
All those are savings today.
Yes. And all of these things, today when you think about it, we are doing it because of COVID, but this is what Bhagwan has been always telling us to do. I remember when the MBA boys used to be in Vrindavan in those days for their factory visits and for their project work, and you know, they have to stay back in Vrindavan because they have to go to the Bangalore city. And I remember there were times when some boys, who were a little adventurous, slipped out of the hostel when Bhagwan one day had gone out, and you know, they went and had some roadside snacks somewhere, and they came back, and you know, and when Swami returned, Swami pulled them up and Swami said, "Where did you go?" And and he said, "Swami, you know, we just went there to have something." Swami said, "See, it is not only ruchi, you should be careful of suchi also."
Okay.
Ruchi is taste.
Suchi is cleanliness.
Suchi is cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
You are getting carried away by all that. But you are forgetting that when you are taking food, it is not just the taste. You should be very particular about cleanliness, and that is the reason why Swami was so. Swami would always want that when the food is cooked, it cooked in sacred vibrations, and that's how in the hostel he would never encourage boys to go out and eat because everything, because we consume not only what is served on the food, but we consume through all the senses, and even the food, how it is cooked, what ingredients go in, everything is important. And the reason we are talking about today is everything today has been projected as the right way of living.
Right.
And we are accepting it because of COVID. But when you think about it, this is what Swami has been telling us. And if we were following this,
correct.
If we as Sai devotees always learn to not waste our money and follow these principles that Bhagwan always asked us to do, to eat healthy, to be careful about the purity of food, which mentioned in so many discourses, then it is not a new normal for us.
Talking about money, I can never forget Swami's words. Swami always says that for a good cause, I am prepared to give any amount of money.
Yes.
But for no reason, if you want to spend something, I won't give a rupee.
Yes.
And this is coming from Lakshmi Swarupa himself, who is so careful with money. Once a devotee, Swami asked a devotee, "What do you want?" And the devotee said, "Swami, I have everything. I have you." He said, "No, no, no. Still ask something." And that man said, "Swami, I have two daughters. During their marriage time, you help me financially," he said. Then Swami said, "Apart from money, you ask for anything else."
Oh.
And then he said, "Why? Because I am Lakshmi Swarupa myself."
Swami said.
Yes. And to whoever comes to me, that is the first thing I give without asking.
Oh my God.
So such a one is telling us to be careful in spending our money.
Because if it is Lakshmi, then we should know how to respect it.
Yeah.
Because it is not just money.
Lakshmi stays with the one who respects it.
Yes. Because it is goddess. So we have to be so careful in dealing with it.
Yeah.
Every day offer gratitude to whatever you have.
Mm.
And so it is not just dhana. It is dhana Lakshmi.
Dhana Lakshmi.
So I think that is the reason why if we have that attitude towards money, then automatically we will ensure that however we spend, we don't spend it in a manner that is impure. We don't spend it in a manner that is not in tune with us imbibing sacred values. That is what we also discussed in the previous episode. And the most beautiful thing about cleanliness, how Swami always wanted the hostels, Swami wanted all the hospitals to be always pick and span. And that is something that has been the trademark of Swami's institutions, the Prashantilayam Ashram. I don't think there was ever a day in Prashantilayam when the roads were not swept and and the ashram was not clean. I remember there was one or two occasions when outside workers were on strike, and in outside the ashram there were garbage that was not collected.
Yes.
But it has never happened in Prashantilayam inside the ashram. And I think all this adds up to spirituality, all this adds up to the new way of living. What we are saying now as the new normal, that is the life that Swami always showed us.
True.
And he always asked us to do. It's
very,
just
very
that
true.
Now we know that, we have to do it. And let us do it not because, we have to be protected from the virus. Let us do it because that is the way we can not only be protected from a simple thing like this virus, but this is the way that will lead us to ultimate happiness.
Yes. Even the care for workers when we talk about, no?
Yes.
See, we always have servant maids or attendants to take care of our basic cleanliness, etc. So what we do is we pile up a lot of utensils in the kitchen sink, or, you know, leave a lot of clothes to be washed because of the confidence that there is a servant maid who will attend to those.
Hmm.
But now that you are forced to look into, attend to those duties, then you take care to see that you don't, you know, use too many utensils or don't stack up too many clothes to wash.
Yes.
That is because you cannot do, and it's how difficult it is for you to say. So you have to now think about the workers.
Absolutely. Care. Now, because people have to put themselves in the shoes of the maids.
Yes.
Because you don't want maids to come to your house.
And also use this opportunity to elevate their standards of living too. To tell them to be clean.
Yes.
In future also. So that when they come to your house, they clean their feet and hands and come.
In fact, that is something very, very beautiful that has happened with COVID.
Mm.
When you think about it. You know, we wanted to be safe.
Yeah.
But now, you know, you can never be safe if the people around you are not safe.
Absolutely, absolutely.
For you to be safe, it is so, so, so very important that the people who serve you,
true,
the people who are around you, are as clean, as protected as you.
Right, right.
So their health is, you know, you can't be perfect if you take good food and, you know, you do exercise and you say, my immunity levels are great.
Yeah.
It is very important
right.
that the maid's immunity level also is very good.
Absolutely.
The immunity level of your colleagues should be also very good.
Yeah.
There is no point. You can never be safe if the people around you are not also as good in terms of their health, mental and physical well-being as you are.
Mm.
And I think that is something very, you know, when you think about it, the kind of thought process that Bhagwan has been telling us, you know, that empathy, that sympathy, the maid comes, you know, whoever comes and helps and does a little work for you, you know, think of this other person as God, think of the other person as someone close to you, don't think of the other person as something different. Today, because of the pandemic, because of the situation we are in, this comes naturally today.
So in short, you have to use this golden opportunity to educate, train, raise, elevate standards of hygiene among the workmen also.
Yes. And that has happened so beautifully.
And this should continue after the pandemic is over.
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't continue, today it is corona, tomorrow it can be something else.
Yes.
It could be some other virus, or could be some other bacteria, some other fungi, we never know. But I think that's why this new normal that we are talking about is what we should adopt as not going back to the roots. I mean, yes, it is going back to the roots, but that is actually the modern way of life.
And ABC of life, always be careful.
Yes.
So, many times I have seen Swami directly put the, you know, squarely blame us for any mishap that has happened. See, if he sees your hand cast in a plaster, he will see. He will ask, "Am I in thee? What happened?" And you just blink, you know. Then he will, before you say anything, he will say, "Careless."
Yes.
In spite of all these things, you have to take care. You have to be careful.
Yes.
You have to be conscious of the divine within you. That is the best way to be careful, actually.
Yes.
Care is not in the head, actually. It's not that you have to be careful, always mindful or something. Care will automatically come when you are conscious of the divine within you.
Yes.
That's my way of going about.
In fact, be conscious of the divine within you.
Yes.
And be conscious.
How many things can we take care? Yeah. I'm not supposed to touch the table. I'm not supposed to lean on my this thing. I'm not supposed to touch my laptop. How many things to take care?
Exactly.
Oh Lord, you help me. You guide me.
I will do whatever is I can.
Yes.
But beyond that, it is Him. So be conscious of the divine within you.
Yes.
And be conscious of the divine in the other person.
Yes. Everything is divine.
Yes.
You are divine. The other person opposite to you is divine. Everything around is divine. It's all God, everything.
Yes.
So this is a time.
You know, as we are talking about this this cooking, I just remembered way back in the 80s itself, 70s and 80s, Swami would ask their devotees that when you cook something, always take a little portion and keep it aside and offer that to some other person in need. So whatever you are cooking and eating for yourself, Swami would say that is the seva. You curtail something which is meant for yourself and offer that to someone.
Okay.
So that seva that you do should be because of sealing on desires.
Mm.
You give the same thing that you would have had.
Mm-hmm.
That way you treat that other person as Narayana.
Mm-hmm.
You are God, the other person also is God.
Mm.
You don't treat him as anything different.
Mm.
And when you are serving, it is not just that, you know, you borrow money from somewhere or you get some money from somewhere and just give something.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what is seva. Swami always wanted that you reduce your desires.
Mm.
With that saving, you go and serve.
Mm-hmm.
Then that saving has that benefit of your spiritual upliftment.
Mm. In the olden times, even in the recent past also, I have seen many of these senior citizens who have imbibed this culture from their fathers, forefathers, they always put aside a few little of that food that they're going to start eating aside on outside the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering actually why my father and mother used to do that. For what they do, it is actually bhuta daya.
Yes.
You take a part of it and put it for the ants. And other creatures.
Exactly.
So you throw it aside on the...
Yes.
So that is another way of, you know...
Yes.
For the care for the creatures.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Rice, throwing a few rice grains.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The ants can eat those.
Yes. Yeah, you always
so it starts with that small little acknowledgement it is.
Yes.
Start with that.
Yes.
Then come setting aside a portion of your food for somebody else.
Yes. And today when you think about it, you know, when COVID happened and so many people did not have the energy to cook.
Mm.
They were quarantined in their homes. So we have so many devotees in Andhra, in Karnataka, in Kerala, in so many states, you know. The way they were served is the devotees in their own homes, they cooked extra food.
Yes.
And they served these people.
Mm, mm.
You know, and this is a habit, today when I think about it, this is a habit that Swami has been asking us to cultivate for years, for decades.
Mm.
And
in Andhra Pradesh, in Vijayawada and all this, we heard recently how the government secretary had recognized their service.
Absolutely.
Because this comes it's our second nature actually to do these kind of things.
Yes.
And many communities have come forward to do this because now they realize the joy of doing something for somebody else.
Absolutely. I mean, in Bengaluru, more than 10,000 food packets have been served, you know, in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was cooked, not in any central kitchen.
Yeah.
Everything was cooked in the homes. Every person said, I will make 2-3 more extra food packets, the same food that I am eating.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened because of COVID. You know,
probably,
we did this because of COVID.
You can say it's a little difference also in this time.
Yes.
Because now we have learned how to be more careful in our cleanliness.
Yes.
Using those COVID standards, protocols.
Yes.
That is enhanced your awareness levels on about cleanliness.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know that you have to be clean. There is no shortcut
to
cleanliness.
Yes.
And you also have to ensure that the people around you also are safe. And if they are not fine, then you feel it is your responsibility. It is in your best interest.
Talking about
to see that
doing your own work yourself, I don't want to miss this point.
Sure, please.
Once a 90-year-old person sat in the front line, and as Swami came near him, he said, Swami, today is my 90th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami said, very happy, make sure that you do not have to have any paradhinam.
Uh-huh.
Paradhinam is dependency on others.
Others.
So even at that age, to a person of that age, Swami had to remind him that you should not become dependent. So this is, you know, it's very useful now when you talk about doing all your work yourself.
Hmm.
And Atmanirbharam that
Swami
always mentioned, and now the government itself talks about this.
I mean, I think for any person, that is one of the greatest blessings that they can think of, to lead your life in such a way that you never ever become dependent on anyone.
Yes.
And today, through COVID, you are learning to do everything yourself.
Hmm. Never in the history of mankind, I think, temples, mosques and churches were closed like this. Unless it is real divine will, this couldn't have happened.
Oh, yes.
What do you say about that?
Absolutely. I mean, You could never ever think that
anything can happen, but not
that there'll be no soul in Tirupati.
Not visiting temples for so long.
So long, yes.
There is something about it.
Absolutely. And I think when you think about it, Swami would always say that, you know, when you go to temples, what happens? You go to the temples. And when you're in front of the shrine, what do? You close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Swami said, why do you go to the temple? And when you're in front of the shrine, you close your eyes. Why does it happen?
Yeah.
This happens so naturally. Why does it happen? Because ultimately, you know that the divine is inside. It was just a journey. And if you see in most of these temples, the journey is what is most thrilling.
You know? See, we mock at the idol worshipping. We go to an idol, in front of an idol, and close our eyes. But there is a shakti in that idol.
Yes.
The consecration.
Yes.
So that has the
prana pratishtha.
Prana pratishtha, that's the right word.
Yes.
That has the power to make you go within. Cannot do that in anywhere else, you know.
Yes.
So
that is true.
That is the beauty of visiting a temple.
The temple.
Yes.
But now, it has become so important for us to be wherever we are.
Yes.
To close your eyes and to visualize the power of that presence.
It's a strong reminder for man to find God within, experience God, not just find. Yes. It is not a search.
Yes.
It's a living experience for you.
And that prana that we are talking about, Swami would say that that powerful force is within you,
yes.
in your very breath.
Yes.
So hum, Swami would say, when you do so hum, you are all the time saying that I am that. So, I am
japa
that.
Japa, Swami calls it.
Yes.
Because it's automatic japa that is always happening in.
Yes.
Only you have to become aware of it.
Yes. So, I think these are times when Swami is telling you can experience the power of a sacred shrine sitting in your home if you're able to convert your body into a temple.
Just put your mind on your breath.
Yes.
Sans everything, what remains is the divine to me. And it is possible for everybody to experience this. And so let us find the divine within and then get into the world as moving temples at the end of this.
I think that is the most beautiful thing, where today, instead of you moving to go to temples, Swami is telling you, you become the moving temple.
Yes. Yes.
Because you find God within. Don't think God is only outside in the temples. Don't think that, you know, you have to make these pilgrimages.
You have gone enough to the temples. To the temples.
Yes.
But not that you don't go again. Now you go and go empowered.
Yes.
And thank you. Because of you, I could.
Yes.
I could experience this.
Yes. Yes.
And enhance me more. Give me more.
You, even now you can go. But you now go, as you said, empowered. You now go to make most of that, your visit.
Yeah.
You just don't go pilgrim, you are a visitor, you now go as a spiritual aspirant. You now go as someone who has internalized the deity. And you only go to offer gratitude. You only go to share his love. You only just go to be in his proximity, to be in that presence. And more importantly, you go only to share, to share that joy.
One another important aspect I think we should also ponder on is, you know, some people may ask, after all this also, we have people who have lost their lives, and it's very sad. How do we, understand this truth about life, what this pandemic has done, the kind of life destruction it has shown.
Absolutely. I think this is one moment in history where there is nobody who has not had someone near and dear whom they have lost. When I think about the first wave in India, there was someone in your family who got affected. But in the second wave, someone in the family, in your closed circle, who was no more there with you. And I think each one of us has gone through that traumatic phase. And it has taught us about the uncertainty of life. It has taught us to accept the inevitable. It has taught us to surrender. And it has taught us to lead our lives in such a way that one should be ever ready. And Swami would always say that you don't know when the divine photographer will say, ready, and click.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Smile.
Smile, yes.
Smile. And so we should always be smiling. You don't know when the divine photographer will click.
And those who have lost their lives include some of the best of people who have taken the best of care of during this period.
Yes.
It includes doctors, COVID warriors.
Yes.
A lot of our Sevadal warriors also.
Yes.
I heard of one young youth of Sai youth who had jumped into this service in Chennai. In the WhatsApp I heard. And he had also
succumbed
and merged in Bhagwan. The relatives of them, theirs are telling, we are okay with it because he has reached Bhagwan. That what a solace it is.
Yes.
Otherwise, you know, you could be...
Yes.
Fraught with so much of depression. And
I mean, what a way to end your life if you've spent your life and in a way that when you leave, you're leaving even as you're serving people. What is the best way? There's no better way to leave your life than when you're in the service of others.
What it also teaches is that in spite of all the care you can take,
yes,
when the time comes, when the divine wills to take you,
yes,
you have to leave.
Absolutely.
So like, you know, I am reminded of the story of Parikshit. When he had the curse to die of a snake bite within 7 days, he utilized this opportunity to hear the story of Lord Vishnu. And he sat on a pole so that a snake cannot reach where he is. Atop a pole, he sat for 7 days to hear this Vishnu Katha. And I thought that because a snake usually cannot reach at that height, but still fate would have it that the snake came in the form of worm in the fruit that he was partaking. And it turned into a snake and bit him and took his life off. So this is, even during this period, we have to utilize this opportunity to learn about life, what Swami has taught us. This is the best opportunity to hear about the story of God. And then also, you may wonder, what do you do for last rites of a person who's near and dear also cannot go to him? And at that time also I thought, did Jatayu think of... the last rites of for him, what would happen when he is destroyed by arrow from Ravana? Lord came to the site of his where the body was lying.
If you have left your body,
yes,
doing his work, thinking of him, the Lord is carrying you.
Yes,
the Lord will be with you where you are, even near.
We should not think about where will I die, what will happen after I die, what will happen to my body, how will it be disposed, who will be there. There are many people who are very particular about these things. But I also, sorry, I remember how Swami does everything, really, if you can rely on him. And he himself gave the example that if you can win the love of the Lord, even of the size of a thumbnail, it is enough to do everything for you.
Wow.
It will take care of you. It will do everything for you. And he gave out. And I experienced that in my life in 2008. I'll be very short here. In 2008, I had a severe back problem and it required surgery actually. And I was 3 weeks or over and I was not able to take a call on what to do. I had written a letter to Swami. And within no time, Swami sends a word that I should go to Bangalore, Whitefield Hospital, where neurosurgeon is there, and I should get my surgery done. And I didn't have any male help around. And I was with my mother and sister alone. And I didn't know what to do. How will things happen? Of course, luckily it is Swami's hospital. There are, I know, so many people who are there to help us always. But still, it requires certain help from your own end. Your own people have to be there, near and dear relatives. But it so happened that my elder brother came. Then came another brother. They took turns to be with me. And then on the completion of the surgery, and I was up and walking. And at that time, Swami came to Vrindavan also. And Swami just jovially asked me, "Hey, what happened? They did marriage to you." So, but how he played it off, you know, very easily. And then he went to the stage and gave a discourse, and he said this: "If you depend on Lord, He will do everything for you. And for me, it includes even the last rites."
Wow.
I depend on my Swami like that.
Yes.
Because it's my soul. There are so many soldiers who give up their lives. Who takes care of them? It is the spirit with which you surrender and sacrifice your life. Leave the rest to the Lord.
I think that is really such a powerful thought. COVID has taught us that who is really truly near and dear. These are times that no matter who you are, if it is your last moments, even they cannot come near you. They cannot even touch you without wearing plastic on their body.
Saddest part.
You know, they will wear PPE kits and all that. If they have to touch you, even they, you cannot even feel the human touch of your near and dear ones. But the only one who will be there with you is the divine. Is the only one who will be there with you, Iha and Para, who will be there with you through the journey.
Yes.
Even while you are here, as well as carry you beyond this world.
We live in duality actually. It is me and God.
Yes.
Swami doesn't want us to. There is no second for Swami. Swami is telling the devotees that there is no difference between you and Lord. You have to remove this actually gap between you and the Lord. So you live as Him. It is Swami who lives through you. That's how I practice.
I think that realization is something very, very powerful when you think about how the most profound lessons of life have been taught to us, and you know, they have become so alive to us because of the pandemic. How you know that no matter how many relations you have, no matter how much wealth you have, no matter what connections you have, still
Bhujabalam, Khandabalam, all this is what we talk about, the properties, the wealth we boast of, all this doesn't come to, it comes to a knot. And the only thing that comes to your rescue is the Daiva Balam.
And Swami would say, what you will go with and your comeback, you come with, is that karma mala, that your the garland of your actions.
Past actions.
And that is where our focus should be at every moment of our lives. And I think that lesson, that every second of your life, ensure that you are utilizing it to get some good karma.
Talking about cleanliness, it is not just the external cleanliness. The another term for that is refinement or samskara.
Samskara.
When I came to Bhagwan as a 15-year-old child, boy, I can see the difference now and then. It is only boils down to refinement. And association with Swami is only about refinement of, in all three, physical, mental and subtle refinements. And this is how whole of the life is getting refined today. It's all, isn't it about absolutely. Refinement?
Absolutely. I mean,
in the way we approach life today.
Absolutely. This samskar, Swami would always say, right? That chamatkar is for samskar. And that samskar should lead to paropakar. And paropakar will lead to sakshatkar. So, today when you see this COVID is a chamatkar in in its own way. You know,
stage by stage, Swami has taken us to so the highest
this
realization.
This pandemic also is something so mysterious.
Yes.
It is absolutely a chamatkar, you know, the way the things have happened, the way it mutates, the way it constantly eludes our scientists.
Even if it is bio-warfare or man-made,
yes,
it is still has a OKL from the Lord. Because of the lessons it is giving us.
For the lessons it is giving us. And so this chamatkar should, which definitely has happened because of the cosmic will of the divine, should lead us to that samskar, should lead us to that refinement in our attitudes, in our thought process, wherein we know that no matter what we have, there is a force which is much above everything else. And it is only that force which is worth pursuing. It is only that power worth developing a connect with. And I think that one beautiful thing that has definitely happened because of COVID, you know, when you look at it in a very mundane manner also, is the number of people who have begun to believe in God. The number of people who until COVID happened would never even think about, you know, going to a temple or you know, or sitting down in the puja room and praying or, you know, doing some japa. Because, you know, you are at a stage, you felt, no problem, something happens, there are the doctors who will deal with it, you know. All we have to do is go to the best of doctors.
In simple terms, there is no God. This is what a non-believer atheist says. But Swami says, first comes there is. What is it that makes you say? What power makes you say there is no God? The moment that power is not there, you are, you cannot even say there is no God. So there is God first. There is. There is God. Then comes only no God.
So that no God has become K-N-O-W. No God.
No God. Wow, beautiful. Beautiful.
That's what does...
That's what Swami has come to.
Yeah. So all the people who thought there is no God, COVID...
Beautiful.
...has taught everyone that no God now. You know, this is the time. Because no amount of human... excellence, no amount of human skill can ever guarantee you what God can guarantee you. And I think, and once you depend on Him, whatever happens, it will definitely happen for your good. And it will only happen in a manner that will take you higher.
Absolutely doubtless.
And I think that is something which... is a wave that we have seen because of COVID. And I think that is such a huge positive in terms of how COVID in its own in its own way has raised the level of human consciousness. I think this is all a process. It is time where humanity as a whole has to learn to live with a heart that does not beat only for itself. If it beats only for itself, it is not a heart. Swami used to say heart is hridaya. Hridaya means that which has daya. So we have to live in a consciousness that I am part of a whole. And that whole is nothing but a reflection of the divine. As Swami used to say, vyasti, samasti, srishti, parameshti. You are a vyasti. You cannot live in isolation. For you to be fine, society should be fine. And that society is a limb of nature. And I think, talking about nature, I think no better time than COVID for all the beings in nature to rejoice, to breathe freely. You know, I think the oceans and the mountains and the forests definitely are... enjoying that the air is purer because of less pollution. They are having...
It is man that has intruded into their space, actually. Spaces. And now they have won back that. And that biodiversity is very essential for our own well-being, actually.
Absolutely.
We don't realize the importance of having all the living creatures amidst us.
We cannot think that we will alone lead a great life. No, you can lead a great life only if not only human beings, but all other beings around you.
Yeah, Srishti.
Srishti also are happy and they are not being abused, they are not being tortured, but they are also, as Saint Francis Assisi used to say, brother moon, you know, brother sun, sister moon. I mean, that is the kind of relationship, that harmony.
So, that Bhagwan, all these lessons, we can even, you know, club them into outside, inside, and deep inside, if you see.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe all the listeners can do an exercise. From the kind of subjects we have discussed on, all the lessons.
Yes.
Where do we, you know, classify, how do we classify them?
Yes, yes.
Maybe we can recap the little titles that we have discussed on.
Yes, yes. I think we began by saying how COVID taught us that the modern way of life is to have less contacts, contactless greeting.
Contactless.
Sai Ram.
Yes.
Namaskar. Don't touch. You know, you can always express love without touching the other person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is the best way of, and about eating right, eating sattvic food, eating holistic food, about
self-reliance.
Self-reliance.
Sealing on desires.
Absolutely. To ensure that, you know, less is always more. We always think less is less. Less is never less. Less is more. Less is more rewarding. Less is more safe. Less is more peaceful. And less is more in giving us happiness within.
Not exploiting nature, but respecting nature.
Yes.
Not wasting food, money and energy.
Yes.
Swami said that if you can exercise some bit of control on these wastages that you do, you develop power within you.
Power within you. Yes, absolutely.
So then we have talked about even immunity and exercising.
Yes.
Talking about immunity, you can talk about any number of vitamins today.
Yes.
But most of all, we should not forget the vitamin G.
Yes.
That is the vitamin God.
The grace of God.
Yes.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, when you talk about immunity also, they say, you know, the medicines also will work if your mind is cooperating with the body. If your mind is in a peaceful state, and I think there are any number of studies where there are people who don't know that they have cancer and they have lived a normal life. And there are people who knew that they had cancer and they lived miserable lives. These people, they were always fine. Maybe there was something wrong in the body, but because their spirit was high, because they were always cheerful.
And many times we fear panic.
Yes.
So fear is a bad advisor. And panic itself has led to a lot of deaths, as you
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely.
People are telling, doctors are advising us not to get scared.
Yes. Because
face
once
it.
You get scared, your immune system breaks. Because the body, it's actually a very, very powerful mechanism. I think there is no mechanism as complicated, as powerful as the body. The body has the power in it to heal anything itself. You have to support the body. And I think any negative emotion only breaks the body. And that is the reason why when we do bhajans, when we, you know, when we are in sacred spaces, when we are in satsangs. So all of these, they help to build the immunity.
Right.
They help to prepare the body to heal itself.
And using the quarantine to actually quarantine, quarantining, etc. To develop that connect within.
Yes.
Happiness comes from within, as you said. So quarantine. Be with you, learning to be with yourself is the toughest thing, and you have to.
I think to be in quarantine is to make you divine.
Very
no, because you know you have so much time for yourself.
Yes.
You don't have to be in loneliness. You have to be in solitude.
Yeah.
And you have that time. You have that. You don't have to go out. When you are in quarantine, actually, that is the best time to spend with the divine. You can do your chantings. You can do your readings. You can, even if you have work, you can do your work, and you save so much time. Earlier, you were on the roads.
One quarantine is to be in one room. further deep inside is to be with yourself.
Absolutely.
That is the truer yes. higher level of quarantining.
Yes.
And the purpose of going to temples, why do we go to temples? Mm-hmm. That also is a wonderful lesson during this time that
absolutely.
We have to empower ourselves.
Yes.
And the other part was the how to operate from a space of God consciousness.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's not knowing God is what actually? Intelligently learning to live.
Yes.
Using God.
Conscientiously.
Consciously. Yes.
Yes. And I think, so that is what, you know, has happened today.
Mm.
You are, if not anything, what has definitely happened is you have learned to broaden your heart.
Mm.
At least a little more than what it was before.
We are journeying from animal to man, man to God.
Yes.
And this is, you know, taking us a few notches
yes.
in that direction, in up that above.
Yes.
Towards the God realization.
Yes. Yes.
And Swami and his life has been full of these type of lessons only for our betterment, for our culturing, for our refinement, for our samskars.
Yes.
To improve our samskars.
And as we discussed, all of these things that we are today saying are the new way of living, as the safe way of living, as the modern way to ensure that we are safe and protected.
Mm.
Everything is what Bhagwan has been telling us right from the 50s and 60s.
And we can even say that it's not that we are finding light at the end of the tunnel as the COVID winds down.
Mm.
It is light through the tunnel that we have got.
In fact,
in the form
we are able to see the tunnel because of the light.
Yes, yes.
It is a light that enables us to see the tunnel.
So it's not a light that we are now seeing some light. No, all through. Yes. We had the beautiful advantage of you seeing through the tunnel with the light of Sai.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
And the lesson and Sai is life.
Mm-hmm.
These two are synonymous.
Yes. So I think let us look at this pandemic as a blessing.
Mm.
Let us look at this pandemic as a process to take us from samskar to paropakar so that one day when that sakshatkar happens, when that realization happens, we are completely prepared.
Mm. Yes.
I think COVID is here to take us towards God.
I'm suddenly reminded of that song, Sainath Tere Hazaro Hath, you remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
In that one particular two lines,
Tera
mandir sabka madina, jo bhi aaye seekhe jina.
Wow. Whoever comes to you, they learn.
How to live.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. I think we should play that song.
You have that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I think.
Song is grace.
It's a wonderful song on that Shirdi ke Sai Baba. Film,
yes.
In
yes.
which that song, Sainath Tere Hazaro
yes,
Hath.
Yes. Maybe we'll
I was reminded of these two lines.
I think that's very beautiful. Let's listen and then we can share our final thoughts.
Okay.
Tu hi Sainath tere hazaro hath Sainath tere hazaro hath Jis-jisne tera naam liya Jis-jisne tera naam liya Tu ho liya uske saath Sainath Sainath, Sainath tere hazaro hath Sainath tere hazaro hath देखूं तो दुर्गा मैया,
इत देखूं तो
इत देखूं तो तू लागे कन्हैया, उत देखूं तो दुर्गा मैया, नानक की मुस्कान है मुख पर, शान मोहम्मद भी है मुख पर, शान मोहम्मद भी है मुख पर, साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ, साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ। तेरा दर है दया का सागर, सब मजहब भरते हैं गागर, तेरा दर है दया का सागर, सब मजहब भरते हैं गागर, पावन पारस तेरी आग, तेरा पत्थर कण कण राग, तेरा पत्थर कण कण राग, साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ, साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ। तेरा मंदिर सबका मदीना, जो भी आए सीखे जीना, तू चाहे तो चल जाए घात, तू ही बोला तू ही नाथ, तू ही बोला तू ही नाथ, साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ, साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ। जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया, जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया, तू हो लिया उसके साथ, साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ, साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ।
सो व्हेन साईनाथ हैज हजारों हाथ, ही हैज थाउजेंड्स ऑफ हैंड्स, आई थिंक देयर इज नो रीजन फॉर अस टू फियर, जस्ट rely on him. If you can bank on him, you know that whatever happens, it is always for your good, and he will always ensure that you are carried. No one can do anything to you, and if anything happens, he has willed it, because that is the best thing for you.
Actually, the biggest of the problems can have the simplest of solutions. All we need to do is to go back to basics.
Do
the simple things right. That's all it is calling for.
Yes.
And simple things are the lessons that Swami has
given
us. And we must use these lessons on how to live correctly and upgrade ourselves inwardly.
Yes.
This is the time. This is the opportunity.
Absolutely. Yes. COVID is meant for us to go inward. And I think if we make that journey, then we would definitely come out of it stronger, wiser,
and more liberated.
Absolutely.
So dear listeners, those were some of the thoughts, and thank you so much, Brother Srinivas Rao, for your insights.
Thank you so much.
And you know, we can go on when you think about the pandemic and what it has taught us. Dear listeners, if you have any thoughts, please feel free to share. As always, you can send your comments to listener@ssmediacenter.org. You can also send us your feedback on our WhatsApp number 9393258258. As I mentioned, what you've shared is just a drop in the ocean of what Bhagwan has been teaching us. Let us take this time out and share with each other these lessons, encourage each other so that we can practice these and lead happier lives. Thank you so much. Sairam.